from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Reed Blankenship joins us in a moment. You know, it hit me. So we had Kylie Kelce in here at 2:30. When you have somebody in the room who isn't part of the show, and Jack comes back with the boom song from the Costco guys, it really feels unhinged.
Yes.
And I had to say, now I love when you do it.
Thank you.
But when there are other people here, I had to be like, look at Jack.
Well, it also could have played out at a very high level where she goes, is that the Costco guys?
Yes.
Right. So that's what he was hoping
that's
for.
That's what yes. I was looking for. Are you more of a big Justice or AJ guy? You know, like that kind of that.
Well,
kind of thing.
Well, she has a big TikTok account, Kylie does. So there are people whose algorithm is Kylie Kelce and then AJ and Big Justice.
Like, how many booms would you give the Hoagie Mouth quiz?
I'd give it 5 booms.
I mean, she went like 6 for 6. That's almost 7 booms.
She got all, I think, 8.
Eight?
I think she got
eight
them all
eight?
Right. Yeah, 8 for 8. She did great on that.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of calls and a couple of tweets that it is pronounced Salmon Street in Kensington, not Salmon Street.
Yeah, of course.
And bothers Jason Kelce, who can't... Call soda pop. So, like, you know, we can't.
Yeah, let's grow up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
Did you always know it was Arkansas? Or did you call it Arkansas growing up?
You are not serious that you called it Arkansas.
Yeah, nobody called it Arkansas.
Well, it took me a little bit. But I eventually figured it out.
You did not call it Arkansas.
I remember at one point being like, why is it called Arkansas?
Yeah.
It's spelled Arkansas.
You're lying.
Not.
It's spelled Arkansas.
No, it's not. It's spelled Arkansas.
I mean, it is spelled A-R and then Kansas.
Kansas, yeah, thank you. As a young kid, you didn't think the first thought was like, I don't know.
No.
No.
The first time I ever heard of Arkansas, it was Arkansas.
You came out the womb saying Arkansas.
No, I didn't. No. I'm telling you, when I first heard the word, I never heard Arkansas until later. Arkansas was the first word that I heard.
You came out of the womb saying Arkansas, this guy says to you. By the way, you can make a donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation by texting the word afternoon to 53209 or by one of the t-shirts designed by Kylie and Jason Kelce at EaglesRadiothon.com, or you can bid on any one of a number of awesome experiences. Jack, could you put Reed up? My screen will not work. Like one with Reed Blankenship, who joins us now. Thank you for taking the time, Reed. We appreciate it.
Of course, man.
So the item is axe throwing with you and Cooper DeGene at the NovaCare Complex. Now,
yes, sir.
I have to be honest with you. I've seen this axe throwing thing. I'm married, you know, we're always looking for stuff to do. And I've seen it when I Google stuff to do with my wife and I. But I am terrified of axe throwing. It's just, for me personally, even seeing her with an axe or other people with an axe, I'm actually very scared of that. So I give you a lot of credit for standing around with strangers who all have axes.
Well, let me let you in on something. This would be my first time doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do we know that you are safe with the axe, Reed?
Hey, listen. Now, you know, I grew up in Alabama, so I'm used to throwing stuff at, you know, the ground and stuff, and sometimes a piece of wood. So I'm pretty accurate when it comes to that.
Okay.
So I'm prepared.
Okay.
All right.
Well, and, you know, doing it at NovaCare, you know, there's just, like, a lot of important people around. I'm just saying be careful. That's all my own.
Hey,
go ahead. I'm
we
sorry.
Will, man. Hey, you ain't got to worry about us. We're just there to have fun.
All right. And you're doing it with Cooper DeGene. Do you think, now I know you haven't done axe throwing yet, who do you think will be better, you or Cooper?
100% me. Just feel like you got that, you know, that baseball kind of arm. You know, I just feel like I'm just better than Cooper at throwing axes. You know, throwing axes. So he's probably one of the guys that I would be scared of being around. You just don't know. You know, you don't know what this guy's about to do.
Eagle safety Reed Blankenship joins us. Now, speaking of Cooper, there's not just a new coordinator on defense, but like a bunch of new personnel that you're playing with. How far along do you think you are in terms of everyone knowing what they're doing, everyone knowing where they're supposed to be, and knowing everybody else's sort of tendencies to get off on a great start in Brazil?
Man, I think we're exactly where we want to be. Yes, we have a new DC. Yes, we have new personnel, but the guys we have in the room and the guys that are coaching us are doing a great job of relaying the message from what Vic's going, like telling them. And, you know, we got eager guys in the room ready to learn. And the great thing about this is that we're all smart enough to catch on quickly. So we talk about, you know, the base level, graduate level, and PhD level of football IQ when it comes to your job description and stuff. So I honestly feel like we're at that graduate level talking about PhD level stuff. And that's where you want to be as a group. And that just goes farther than just, you know, meeting in the DB room. You know, you got to go out with these guys. You got to go eat dinner and stuff. You got to know their background, like who you're playing with. So we're doing a great job doing that. And that, not just speaking of the DB room, this is the whole team in general, you know, and it's a different vibe, you know, and, you know, I'm very excited about it.
You mentioned, Reed, about, you know, playing as a group. I'm interested from your perspective. It's your third year. You weren't a starter your rookie year, but you certainly had enough playing time out there. I think you may even made a few starts when CJ GJ went down in that year. You guys went to the Super Bowl. Last year you were a starter. You had a different partner back there at the safety position. This year, CJ is back, but you're under a different coordinator, although the schemes may still be the same. What's it been like for you sort of getting adjusted and getting familiar with your backfield mate? I mean, you guys have to be sort of on the same page and have a good feel for how you guys are going to play defenses. How's that been for you?
You know, it's a challenge at the end of the day, you know, going coordinator each year. I think this might be my fourth in 3 years.
But you had two last year, yeah.
Yeah, yes. So it's tough, but at the end of the day, that's where you got to flip your mindset and be like, okay, this is where pros, like, this is where this is where the best safeties become who they are. And, you know, just getting CD back has meant a lot. Because, I mean, I played with him, you know, in 22, so I already know how he plays, how he handles himself. So it's honestly not like a big, like, kind of deal. Like we already got this working relationship, and we're building off that from 22. And the biggest thing is, like, I'm always trying to communicate with him, and he's always trying to communicate with me. And that's what you want to have in the backfield. Like, you want to come to the sidelines, like, hey, what did you get? This is what I saw. This is how we should play it before the coaches even come over. And you already got a head start on what the coach is about to say. So that's what I like. That's what my goal is for this whole defense and this whole secondary is we need to know, we need to anticipate what's about to be said. And then even before that, what's about to be, or what we are about to see, like formation wise, play wise and all that. So,
how would you describe Vic Fangio to somebody? So let's say they signed somebody today off of waivers and he asked you, hey, what's Fangio like? How would you describe him?
I would ask them if they've ever played for an old school coach. And if they know what I'm talking about, it's the guys that are putting pads on and hitting every play, every rep. You're doing something that involves contact. He's that type of guy. He has that mentality. He's like, we need to practice. We need all these reps. We need the game type reps because you only get so many practices until you go to walkthroughs, you know, just to, you know, take care of your bodies. But he's that type of guy. Like, he is blunt. He'll tell you what your job is, and if you mess it up, he'll call you out in the meeting, like, tell you straight. And that's what you need. That's what you need as a player. And, you know, as for me personally, I like to be coached like that. Like, don't just beat around the bush. Tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can learn from my mistakes so I don't do that again.
I think
that's one of the the main things about Vic.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I think I heard you doing an interview with our midday show down at training camp a week or two ago, and you talked about how physical training camp has been this year, and it's one of the tougher ones that you've been around, and you may have even said it feels like you guys have been in pads just about every day. From a defensive standpoint, I love to hear that. I just got to be honest with you. I love to hear that training camp had this type of intensity to it this year. How important do you think that's going to be for the defensive unit, really the overall team, but I'm just speaking specifically about the defensive unit. How important do you think that'll be for you guys' success to have the type of training camp that you had this year?
I think it's very, very important because, you know, preseason starters don't get a lot of, like, game-type reps, taking people to the ground. But at the end of the day, if we're practicing in pads, we're going full speed and thudding somebody, we're not taking them to the ground, that's as live as we're going to get, and we need that. You got to get your body, as Vic would say, callous to contact, and he's right. You can't go into the game, you know, first time ever hitting somebody and, you know, oh, that kind of hurts. You know, you got to build that callus up. And I feel like we've been doing a great job doing that, everybody. So personally, I'm ready to go physically. And this, I feel so much better than I did last year at this time.
That's great to hear, actually. You know, we have the, you know, we talk about the Eagles for 4 hours every day. And one of the debates we have all the time is about how much you're hitting in training camp, and it goes back and forth all the time. It's good to hear you explain why it's been a positive and how it makes you feel ready.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're talking to Eagles safety Reed Blankenship. So, you know, the first game, not something we're used to, obviously not something you're used to either, playing in Brazil on a Friday night. Have there been, we've heard some things back and forth, have there been any do's and don'ts they've given you about what you should do and what you shouldn't do down there?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard the whole spiel about it, but at the end of the day, you know, we have one goal, and that's to go play Green Bay Friday, and that's what we're going down there to do. We're not studying the whole, trying to go sightsee, whatever, you know, we have one goal, and that's just to bring home a dub here in Philly, so. We're very excited about that. BG gave us a long speech today after practice. He gets in those moods, man, and, you know, everybody just listens, and, you know, it's just cool to hear a vet like that. But, yeah, we're all ready to go, and like I said, we have one goal in mind. That's to get a dub, so.
Well, BG's in his mid-50s at this point, right? About that, I think?
Hey, it's crazy. Man. It's crazy to think about.
Well, thank you for joining us, man. You can bid on axe throwing with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeGene. Now, Reed has not done axe throwing yet, but claims that he is good with an axe. So you can bid on that. That is at $2,500 right now. And you do it at the NovaCare facility. It's with Reed and Cooper DeGene. And you can bid at EaglesRadiothon.com. Well, good luck with the trip. And I'm glad that camp has gone well for you. And we look forward to watching you guys win on Friday night, next Friday night.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Reed.
Yep, take care.
There he is, Reed Blankenship. I do enjoy that. Guys like him, and I imagine as defensive players more than offensive players,
yep.
As you've said this a 100 times, because they're the ones doing the hitting, not getting...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just saying it out loud, it definitely makes sense. but even him saying that there's sort of like this feeling you get that you're already in game mode, that you have that callus.
Yes.
I think that was
the perfect way to describe
the phrase that he used. You know, you have that callus from hitting somebody. Mm-hmm. So the first time that you have that sort of contact is not in an NFL game.
Yeah, because most of these guys, the season ended early January, second week of January.
Sure.
They haven't hit anyone since then. And so for a defensive player especially, they want to get used to having sort of that fearless mentality of going up and making hits. And so it normally takes a couple days to get to knock the rust off. You might miss a tackle here, miss a tackle there. Body is definitely sore after the first few days. You're getting in that ice tub. And then you get to that second, third week where, you know, you've already been banging just about every day. Pause.
Ooh, boy.
What? Nobody pauses himself quicker than Ike.
Well, because I know Quick Trigger McGraw in there. He's ready to go at all times. Yeah. He's ready to go at all times.
Well, you did better than Hugh a couple weeks ago.
What did Hugh do?
We were banging for 3 days straight and did every other day after that.
Sounds like a normal weekend for Hugh.
Oh, wow.
It was aggressive.
Yeah.
So I have some good news for you. I will tell you right after. There's nothing bad. It's actually decent news. Tell you right after I tell you about where you got to go to buy a brand new Hyundai. There's not even a question, right? You want a brand new car. You want a Hyundai. You got to go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. They're going to treat you the right way. They're going to make it fast, easy. And if you make it fast and easy, then it's going to be better in just about every way. John Ashdall, the cars are, and the staff over at Colonial, just going to take total care of you, give you gold standard service. It's going to be fast. They've got whatever new Hyundai you want, they've probably got it on the lot. Over 200 vehicles in stock. If you're worried about price, you don't have to worry about that either. They've got over 80 new Hyundais under 30 grand. Make it easy with financing, as low as 0% on select 2024s. And the place that gives everyone more for their trade-in than any other place in the region is going to give you a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai that drives off the lot at Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. You can shop 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So I checked in on the bidding for the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast.
Uh-oh.
And the good news is we're up to 5,500.
Okay.
The bad news is that's nowhere close where it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know, we have the best listeners on the station by far, and also the most charitable listeners on the station, and also the richest. So that combination means that this needs to go for quadruple what it's at right now, but we're heading in the right direction. You have 1 hour and 17 minutes left to bid.
And let's face it, we have the best show on the station.
I mean,
it had to be said.
It's what it is, it's with great respect of every other show. To be second or third or fourth to us, or even fifth, would be an honor.
Yeah.
Would be an honor.
Is Frick the Six kind of a different show?
What's that?
Is Frick the Six an extension?
No, that's an extension of this show.
Yeah, okay. We'll claim it, except for the ones where it's not any good.
And the final out.
It's like.
Trust me, you want that.
The final
out.
You
need me on that one.
Yeah, you just want it in your little podcast feed there.
Right? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You're a bad guy.
Yeah, I am. Chuck, I can't. Could you put Chuck on? Chuck and Mountain Airy, you're on WIP.
Spike. Yo, Spike.
Yo, Chuck.
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Hey, let me just say this, right? I just donated some money to y'all, event, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know. Thank you, Chuck.
I'll let you, boy.
Yeah, $20. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a charitable giver. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to be negative, right? Let me say this, right? I don't want to be negative on this situation, right? But I got to say this, man. The Philly organization, they should be investigated. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to me. You know, either you're the dumbest franchise in the MLB, or you just, you don't care about your fans. Because it's sports malpractice to put that garbage on the mound, and just say that's a major league pitcher. You know, it's people that pay money to go down there and watch these people play. You know what I mean? And you sit up there and you put this guy on the mound, and you know he can't pitch. You know, that's negligent, man. You know, then you say after the game, oh, well, we don't know what we're going to do. I got to talk about it. Well, there's nothing to talk about. This guy has no business being on the major league field. Now, where's my guy yet to throw the heat, Billy Falter? Where'd he go? He's a way better pitcher than Tom
He's
Walker.
A pirate.
Yeah, well, he should be here. You know what I mean? Why would you get rid of him to keep this garbage? You know, where's my man? Where's our Turnbull? You know, where
he's
is
hurt.
He at, Jack? You can bring up somebody from the major league. Won't you go pitch for him every fifth game, Jack? I guarantee you.
Yeah. That was an idea on the morning show today.
Yeah, you would do a hell of a better job than this guy, man. It's crazy to me, man. It makes no sense to me to put that guy back there on the field, you know, again. You know, he should be off the team, man.
You know, Chuck? Chuck, you and I are on the same page on this one. I understand they have paid him, you know, he's got $36 million left on his deal after this year. But I think it's at this point, and I mean nothing personal against Taiwan Walker, I want to be clear. But at this point, it's not only an insult to the fans who are watching the game, forgetting even paying for tickets, spending 2.5 hours or 3 hours of your life watching a guy who you know is going to get hammered all over the place, and there's that. And to the rest of the team, I think I understand that they probably appreciate him as a teammate, all those things. But if you're trying to win a World Series, like, it's not just that he's not good. It's not just that he's a fifth starter. He is getting obliterated every time he's on the mound. They have to cut their losses. I don't know whether it means cutting him and just paying the money. I don't know if it means putting him on the Phantom IL and then in the offseason either paying someone to take him in a trade or including a couple prospects to get rid of him. But I just think it's insulting to have him on the mound anymore. I'm on the same page with you at this point.
Spike, here's the thing, right? You know, are you chasing money or are you chasing the World Series?
That's a good point.
You can't do both. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. This guy ain't good enough to be on the World Series roster. I'm not even mad at Tom Walker. I'm not mad at even Topper. I'm mad at the organization, Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton. You got to know, you know, just to cut your losses. The same as, you know, the guy at the blackjack table who lost his money. You know, you got to go out and make some more money and come back to the blackjack table. You lost your money. It's a wrap. It's over. You ain't be the first organization to go out there and waste money on a garbage player. Don't keep throwing them out there on the mound and saying that you're contending for a World Series because you can't do both. And you know what I mean? You pee on my face and just say that it's water. That's crazy to me. I just don't get it. And as far as Reed Blankenship stinks. I just want to let you guys know that. You know, I know he's doing a charitable thing. But when you and Cooper DeJean ain't no better. I watched him in the preseason game. If you take the number off the back of the jersey, both those guys look alike. I see why they're doing.
Well, I know why you say they look alike, Chuck, and I'm offended by it.
Yeah, don't be offended by it. You know what I mean? I ain't that R word. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just pointing out the obvious. But I'm just saying. I hope they throw axes better than they play corner.
We hope they play corner better than they throw axes,
yeah,
Chuck.
Chuck, I'm sitting here.
I
in
hope
my Jason,
not a cornerback, by the way. That might be an issue.
I'm sitting here wearing my Jason Sehorn jersey, completely offended at everything you've just said, Chuck.
Well, see, you know what I was about to say? Jason Sehorn was the only guy I know. You know what I mean?
He's the last white corner that was in the NFL, so yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And John Lynch was the only safety. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's why I said 11.
Oh, no. You got Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith, Minnesota.
Nah, he ain't no good. Come on. Huh?
He's a multiple-time Pro Bowler, all-pro guy.
All right, Chuck, listen.
He's a mixed guy. He's black and white. He's not just white guy.
Oh, God. All right. I'm out. Yeah, the whole black white thing just goes too far, and then it just becomes then now somebody's offended out there.
Yeah, I know. It's like
breaking news.
Rob Thompson has announced that Taiwan Walker will move to the bullpen.
There you go,
as a long man.
There you go.
So when we're down 10-0,
mop up duty for Taiwan.
Now y'all can stop belly aching. Nah. You happy?
Off the rock.
Well, there's a little bit too much. He's never going to pitch in the playoffs.
It's too much for me. It is too much belly aching for a guy who's not going to pitch in the playoffs. And quite frankly, you know this damn club is not about to cut somebody they owe $36 million to.
Other teams have, though.
Huh?
Other teams have.
I said this club.
Would they have to? He can't.
But they clearly aren't.
Well, can I tell you, he cannot have a roster spot next year on the Phillies.
Now we move to next year.
I'm just saying.
Well, they may trade him this offseason. I don't know.
Well, they'll be paying him if they trade him. There's no way anyone's taking that money.
Listen, I don't want to argue about Taijuan Walker. All I'm saying is I'm not surprised that he's not off the team. They only got $36 million.
Yeah, but he can't pitch.
Yeah, I know that.
So they're paying $36 million whether he's pitching or not pitching.
Well, you see what they decided to do. They for made now. Him a long man.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know what to say. I hope everybody's happy. We can stop talking about Taijuan Walker until he's in there doing a blowout.
They could pause?
What?
No.
Okay. you just put Marte on the back of his jersey, and he just says he has
Marte's back up.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, they just recalled him.
Oh,
about a half hour ago.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but seriously, like, listen, he was hurting their chances to win the division. Whatever.
Yes.
But like, he is not going to affect anything when it comes to the playoff roster.
No, but you know what? They still do have to win the division, and they still do have to make the playoffs.
And he's not going to be a part of that anymore.
Okay, but it's just I don't need. Like,
What?
He was as bad a pitcher as I have seen as a starting pitcher on a contending club in my entire life. I've never seen a worse pitcher than him. Now, there might have been pitchers as bad, but I've never seen a pitcher that bad. And I do feel for the people who bought tickets to that game yesterday, and the team says, you know what? We're going to put somebody out there who we all know is not capable of getting people out. That's all. I understand where you're coming from. I get where he's coming from.
I'm good.
But like,
I'm good. I'm just happy I don't have to hear everybody yelling about Taijuan Walker anymore.
That's
been hearing all day, every day for the last two or three weeks.
Until there's
guys only been back for three starts. Team's been bad or mediocre for 3 months.
All right. We got it. I mean, that's true, too. Coming up next, Lane.
You didn't know where to go after that.
No. Well, I got to say something nice about Radiothon. We're all yelling about Taijuan Walker. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, does Ike love Taijuan Walker? Just kidding. Coming up next, Lane Johnson joins us. Lane has two Eagles Radiothon auction items.
How about that?
Two. One of them's like crazy. It's like 20 grand. It's the Eagles Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's one that he does every year that he loves. Anyway, we'll talk to Lane about that, about Kellen Moore, about his new offensive line mates. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
ball.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.